Hey there, running friends. It's James here again, and I'm back with another one of my daily running podcasts. Now, some of you might remember a few days ago, a few episodes ago, I was talking about a little challenge that I've set myself in June. It's currently the 2nd of June, second day of my new challenge. And the challenge is all about adding a bit more elevation into my running weeks. So living here in Norwich, in the middle of Norfolk, it's pretty flat. Even though in Norwich we do have a few hills, they're not really the kinds of hills that someone who perhaps came from the Lake District or the Peak District would look at and say were anything much to speak of. But I want to make sure that over the next few weeks, each week I'm managing to run north of 1,000 meters vertical gain per week. Again, for some of you, that won't feel like very much, but compared to what I've been doing over previous weeks, it's a noticeable step up, and hopefully it'll have a positive impact on my running over the next few weeks as I do step up the amount of hill work that I'm doing. So what I want to do over the next few weeks as well is throw in a few episodes into the podcast where we talk about various different types of hill training that you can do, different hill sessions that you can go out and experiment with. Because again, as I said a few days ago in the episode I'm talking about, you know, there is research to say that, you know, largely it's just a case of making sure you're going out and doing some hill work that makes the difference, rather than worrying too much about what type of hill work you're doing, especially in those who are introducing regular hill work into your programs for the first time. But when it comes to knowing what kind of sessions to do and finding the kind of the inspiration to do those sessions, sometimes having a few pointers is always a good idea. So today I want to talk about Kenyan hill sessions. So it's the different people refer to Kenyan hill sessions as different things. So I'll give a couple of different options, different kinds of session that you can use under this banner of Kenyan hills. But the way to think of it is to think of it as a kind of a hilly tempo session. Now, the way I like to go out and get a Kenyan hills session done is to find a fairly hilly loop. So a loop where, and again, a mile loop's a quite a good loop to work around, where you've got a good portion of that mile loop or kilometer loop being really a fairly moderate hill, a hill that's not to the kind of degree, not to this kind of incline that you're really going to have to sacrifice form after 20, 30 seconds, but certainly something that you can work hard up for a couple of minutes. And a section of flat, either at the top or at the bottom, and then a steep descent. Obviously, after all, what comes up needs to go down to get us back to the beginning of the loop. So the aim is to run around that loop, keeping a constant effort level. Okay, so the pace will obviously be determined by the incline, the gradient, the incline, the decline, etc., or whether you're on the flat, but the effort level should remain consistent. So whether you're working to heart rate or whether you're working to perceived effort, it's up to you. But what you should be looking at is kind of getting to, quite often I like kind of describing a kind of 10K race pace kind of effort. So uphill, clearly that's going to slow you down a little bit because you're working up significant gradient. But as soon as you get onto the flat, you push onwards and you should feel the pace increase as you maintain that effort level. And then with the descent back down to your start point, that's where you start to get a little bit of rest. Okay, obviously you're still looking to maintain the effort level, but in terms of your legs in particular, you should feel that that becomes a little bit of recovery before you then start the next loop. And you can either do that for blocks of time, so you can do that in sort of blocks of 8 minutes, blocks of 10 minutes, blocks of 12 minutes, with 3 or 4 minutes recovery in between those blocks, or you could do it as a 20, 25, 30 minute constant tempo effort. It's up to you. You can have a play with either of those. You can start out doing blocks and then move it into more of a kind of a steady state, as in a consistent state tempo workout. Have a bit of a play with that, certainly. Make sure you warm up properly beforehand, cool down properly afterwards, but that's certainly one approach in terms of Kenyan hills. Another approach sometimes you see people taking, and one that I find a little bit more mentally challenging, let's say, is to find a long dragging hill, you know, good few hundred meters, and simply running up and down, up and down non-stop. So I'm not looking at it as hill reps where you're working hard up and then jogging down easily or even walking down, but trying to keep the effort even the whole way through. So again, think about that kind of tempo effort, think about kind of 10K race pace, and you're trying to push on your way uphill, but then on the way downhill, again, from a form perspective, keep things relaxed, make sure you're not leaning back and slamming the brakes on overstriding. You know, you're making sure that you're extending your stride a little bit out behind you, and you're almost kind of allowing gravity to take you a little bit as you're going downhill, but you're certainly feeling that you're keeping the pace on as you're going downhill. Like I said with the previous version, with the loops, it should feel like the downhill gives your legs a little bit of a rest. If not your lungs, certainly your legs, a bit of a rest as you then turn around and head straight back uphill. And again, you can work in blocks of time, as I said, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, with rest periods in between, or indeed take that as just a standalone time. You're working for 20, 25, 30 minutes after a warm-up, after a cool-down. Either way, both those types of Kenyan Hill session, the constant factor is that you're working uphill, downhill, and on the flat, and that you're keeping the pace on, you're keeping the effort on, regardless of that incline. Strength endurance is something that you're really going to benefit from when it comes to this type of session. Really running the strength into those legs can't be underestimated. I'm a big fan of hill work, full stop. I certainly don't do enough of it, hence this challenge. But getting this kind of session into your workouts on a regular basis will help you build that resilience, build the strength in your legs to then see the benefits when we get back onto a flat fast 5K, flat fast 10K kind of course. Right, I hope that helps. I'd love to hear the experiences that you've had in terms of perhaps applying Kenyan Hill type sessions to your own training. Again, like I said, the term Kenyan Hills is a bit fluid, so different people know it as different things, but hopefully I've just described how I would go about doing those sessions. And let me know on social media what you think. Hit me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, at KineticRev. And again, the best thing you can do if you're enjoying these daily podcasts is to head on over to the iTunes store, leave a rating, leave a review, let me know what's on your mind, because that would help me more than you possibly could know when it comes to growing this podcast, and I would be very, very grateful. So I'll speak to you tomorrow with the next of these daily podcasts. Have a good one. Bye now.